Hey everybody, Justin from FrugalSnobs.com. Brooks, I'm going to say hello.
Hello.
Brought everybody a PSA. Now, I know that everybody was expecting an episode of the Frugal Snobs podcast. However, we're going to be basically taking care of a PSA as our next step toward the next episode because we're going to be on the road quite a bit throughout the remainder of May and into June of 2021. As we record this PSA, today is Sunday, May 23rd?
Yeah.
2021. So we're going to be on the road next weekend. For Memorial Day weekend at a show for Christina, the Geek Fest from Nirvana Outpost.
Yes.
So come find her at booth slot, I guess, 5?
Yes.
That's what you call it, booth slot something.
Yeah.
5. Again, it's an outdoor event, folks. We're not really sure exactly what they're calling
tables?
These areas. But,
tent?
Space 5. How's
yes.
that? So, and Christina's ready this year. You have sunscreen, SPF 50. You have a canopy that is waterproof. So in this outdoor event, you'll be ready both for the sunshine and the rain. And it looks like it's going to be in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania on the 29th of May. I believe it's going to be roughly 70 or so degrees right now as it 70, stands.
Yeah.
70 degrees Fahrenheit with a 40% chance of rain.
So guess what?
So I'm prepared. You'll be ready rain or shine this year.
Booyah!
Yes. So come out and check out Christina and buy her stuff, will you? I'll also be with her as well. For part of her time. There's also a farmer's market there, so we might be able to grab some good eats and things like that. But folks, we're going to bring everybody kind of commentary as part of our next episodes as we're on the road. So whether it's at Chambersburg, Pennsylvania next weekend, or in York, Pennsylvania in June, or in Monroeville, Pennsylvania in June, we're going to be in Pennsylvania 3 times in the next month.
I know.
So we're going to be busy, folks. We'll be bringing everybody kind of more of this play-by-play as part of our episodes. So we may be recording some of the episode content from the road. So, as we plan right now, folks, we're going to be releasing a full episode next weekend, Memorial Day weekend 2021. It will either be on Sunday, May 30th, or Monday, May 31st, depending on availability.
Yes.
So, please stand by for that. If you're subscribed, you have no problem with catching the next episode or this PSA because it will drop for you automatically. Now, let's go ahead and get into a couple of items, a couple of weird things. So, the gas shortage. Folks, we made it through the East Coast 2021 gas shortage because of the Colonial Pipeline. We made it through. Now, here's what's interesting about that. Christina, thank goodness you drive a hybrid.
Yes.
I think you paid a little more than typical for 4 gallons of gas
yeah.
to top off your tank. But I think between the Snob Lair and your office, I believe every gas station at one point was out of gas.
Yeah.
So that's pretty scary.
A 4.2-mile stretch.
Yep. And again, for those of you out there that drive and commute very far to work, 4.2 miles is really nice. But at any rate, you were able to top off your tank pretty quickly and easily with 4 gallons of gas.
Yeah.
So, and you have a hybrid, so it didn't really affect us that much. But I want to focus on something with this whole Colonial Pipeline business. Okay, I don't want to get too political here, but I believe the Department of Energy, the Energy Secretary, and John Kerry both mentioned that... fuel is best moved by pipeline. Well, if that's true, why are the current administration, why are the liberals, the evil liberals, killing all the pipelines? That makes no sense. It makes us energy dependent in the United States. So, by the way, for those of you that voted for Joe Biden out there, if you dislike what I'm about to say, I frankly don't care.
Turn off the podcast.
I do not care. You can unsubscribe right now because you are not in my audience, and I don't want you in my audience. For those of you that voted for Joe Biden, you got exactly what you voted for. How do you like the 4% inflation? How do you like the lack of job creation? How do you like the extended unemployment benefits? How do you like atrophying sitting at home collecting a check and then having to go back to work for either less money, which will be bad for you, or with such an atrophied skill set that you're not going to be able to go back to the job that you had?
Yeah.
How do you like that? How do you like paying more for everything? Yeah, that's your president. And it's exactly what I said was going to happen, was it not?
Yes.
I said it would happen.
And it did.
Socialism and communism do not work. They have never worked anywhere. So why on earth would you ever think it would work under somebody who's a geriatric?
Good question.
I'm sorry. I it upsets me. Okay? The man cannot even form a statement without help. At all.
All he can do is quote people.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of quotes, let's go ahead and go on to the Coast Guard commencement. With his, come on, man. You all are a dull class. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? He tried to quote a joke, I guess a humorous remark made by Dick Cheney and originally made, I believe, by Ronald Reagan back in the 80s. Didn't work.
Epic again, fail.
No charisma. And by the way, for those of you out there that did vote for Joe Biden or voted for Barack Obama or support the Democrat Party, I'll tell you this. It doesn't matter what president you have, whether it's a John Kennedy, a Barack Obama, or a good old sleepy Joe Biden, a Ronald Reagan your party will never make. That's all I'm going to say. A Ronald Reagan your party will never make. And I am sorry to tell all of you out there that whether you like him or not, Ronald Reagan had charisma. Ronald Reagan knew how to work an audience. Ronald Reagan stood up to the communists. That's all I'm going to say. A Ronald Reagan you will never make. So, yes. Moving on, y'all. So, I got to calm down. I'm getting upset. This better not turn into like a full episode. It won't, though. I promise.
It's supposed to be a PSA, people.
It is. It's,
we got a lot of money.
On topic here. So, also, as a segue here, you know, this whole thing with the teacher situation with the teachers unions is so weird.
Yeah. In the hands of the Democrats.
Yes. That's right. That's right. Again, all these cahoots, you know, relationships between folks who want to sit at home, do nothing, and exploit the system, and then to be in cahoots with the CDC and all these other things. Oh, please. Oh, please. You cannot tell me this country's better off under Joe Biden. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just can't. If you think that, then I literally am just going to sit back and laugh so hard. I am, because I'm already laughing about it. If you actually think that this country is better off, wow. That's all I can say.
Wow.
And for those of you out there that say that we're all conspiracy theorists and all we do is watch Breitbart News, excuse me, and, you know, Sean Hannity and things like that, you can think whatever you want. I don't care. I mean, let's put it this way. We'll see what happens in 2022.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say.
Are you going to go out and vote if you can vote?
Absolutely I am. I'm going to do my duty to stop socialism in the United States. I don't want eventually for 3 or 4 generations from now to look back and say, what happened to you people?
Yeah.
And yes, for those of you who want to call me something because I said you people, I mean all people.
Yes.
Okay, so don't try to slur that into something racial because you're part of a victimized class and see me as an oppressor class.
You people
class.
Include Caucasians.
That's my point. But remember, we're part of the oppressor class now.
Oh, whatever.
Whatever. If that is what you think, you are a self-identifying victim and it does not work.
I have been oppressed by minorities in management above me.
I don't disagree with that. So all I'm going to say is this. If you believe that racism exists in this country, that's fine. Because it probably does. I'm sure it does. I can guarantee you it does. But don't assume that immediately you are a victim and everyone else is the oppressor class. If that's what you think, all you're doing is perpetuating racism. And there's no such thing as reverse racism.
Racism is racism.
Okay? Get over it. Your life ended up the way it did because of the type of person you are and not the color of your skin.
Exactly.
And not your gender. If you suck as a human being, you suck. Okay? How you like that? And again, if you don't want to hear that, please unsubscribe.
I mean, look at me. I came from a place where you basically are a nobody. And I made something of myself on my own.
We all did.
Yeah.
We all came from small towns in America. I mean, I did. I came from a little small town in Western Maryland. Now, it now has grown to be the second largest city in the state. But Maryland's not exactly tearing it up. It's a little state.
Okay? Yeah.
So I came from a small little town that is now the second largest city in the state of a small state. Lived in 9 states, went to college, you know, in several states also. Went to high school in 3 states. Worked in multiple states. I am on a journey here, okay? I didn't grow up in a small town and stay there. If your life is horrible, it's because you got yourself there through decisions you made. It has nothing to do with anything else. You are purely responsible for your future.
Exactly.
And no one else. So don't you dare sell your victimized class garbage on me. It does not work. It will not work. And I'm sick of hearing it. Ugh.
Back on topic?
Yes.
Teachers and masks?
Yes. So teachers and masks.
What about that teacher that went on a rant?
Again, like I am right now? Victimized oppressor class mentality here, right? And it also comes to vaccinations, right? So, folks, basically we're turning into a society of the vaccinated versus the unclean unvaccinated.
And the unclean unvaccinated or the paranoid vaccinated are going to go ballistic.
Yeah, and that's what we're turning into. It's this has all been so politicized, whether it's racial tension in the United States, which is a tenet of the Democrat Party, by the way. They lean on that. They need it. They have to have it because they don't want you fending for yourself. They want you dependent. Because if you can depend on government, you can depend on them. Just remember that. Now, back to the whole teacher situation. I don't know if folks have seen this video of this teacher going on a rant against a student who was vaccinated and unmasked.
And he was sitting in the back of her room eating.
Yes, and she accosted him, telling him he was a jerk, didn't care if he was vaccinated, and that she didn't want to get sick and die. Well, I don't want to sound rude here, but if that's how you treat other people to this teacher,
you need fired.
I don't know if I would be too unhappy if something happened. I mean, it's like, whoa, lady, calm down. Chill out. And by the way, if you're vaccinated and according to the CDC mandates of not wearing masks at this point, then here's a solution to that problem. And this is to everybody. If you choose to wear a mask, I will not accost you. That is your choice. But if I choose not to wear a mask, don't accost me. Because if you accost me, they're going to be a problem. I mean, I'm a loudmouth person on this podcast, but I'm also a loudmouth person when need be in public. If I have to cause a scene, I absolutely will.
You will not change who you are because people are idiots.
Exactly. I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, was COVID, in your opinion, completely politicized?
Yes.
Yes.
I think it was staged.
I think to an extent it was as well. And again, call me a conspiracy theorist. That's fine. Remember, the people calling me a conspiracy theorist, you're the ones still wearing masks. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. And the funny thing is, when you basically confront people with your thinking, they kind of like back off and think, oh yeah.
You're right.
Like, yeah.
Sorry about the alert, people.
Common sense.
One of my shows just gave an alert.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Steel City for June.
Nice.
Probably another guest announcement because they're going to make a guest announcement about someone from Breaking Bad being there.
I got it. So let's go ahead and get back to that. Then we can get out of here because I'm turning this into an episode and I don't want to.
Oh, we totally didn't talk about savings.
Oh, well, we'll do that. Then we'll get into the show. All right. Yes. So savings at the grocery store, folks, we've had some great deals the past couple of weeks, even with inflation. Folks, to combat inflation, just look for the right deal. Okay, that's all I can say as a quick financial tip. Save your money. Put your money in investments and accounts. That way you at least hedge inflation or fight against it a little bit. But if you can find a great deal, find it and find it now.
And research before you buy.
Yes. So in our case, folks, we were able to get some really good substitute products and goods. Again, more rice for free. Again, that's a staple that people stand in line for in communist countries, but whatever.
I'll take free.
I'm just saying, though. All it is the rice line, but free. Just saying. I don't know, man.
We got plenty of it.
Yes, we do. But again, atop that, other savings this week, we were able to grab some really good little smokies. They do a really good job as a nice, not necessarily a meat substitute, but a nice little cut of meat that we can throw into some dishes. So you can do a lot with that. We were able to just grab some decent stuff. Very happy with that this week. Some good savings, some good...
cheap toilet paper?
Yes, cheap toilet paper.
Another line, like, coming to stand in line item.
That's right. Bread, flour, mushrooms, rice, toilet paper. Next thing you know, eventually we're going to get to shoes. Yep. It's turning into lines. All it's turning into. I'm literally sitting back and just watching it. But we'll see. All right, on to your shows, because you had this alert. So let's go ahead and get to your shows. Let me get out of here.
Yes.
So, folks, if we basically kind of fired you up either way, good. This will also hopefully entice you to do something, but to do the right thing. We're not advocating rioting. We're not advocating violence. There are right and wrong ways to make your point. There's right and wrong ways to express yourself. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
But this fired you up, hopefully, with us versus against us. If against us, fine. We'll give you the fight of your life. Intellectually.
Yes.
Of course. Not physically. Intellectually. If physically, then, you know, again, pepper spray is a beautiful thing if need be.
Yes.
We'll defend ourselves. We always do. In terms of, we're hoping you're with us. So if you like what you heard with the firing up, there will be more of it in the next episode. So stay tuned for that. Now let's get to Christina's shows and we can get out of here.
Yes.
So next weekend, we will be at Geek Fest in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Please come out and check out Christina at Slot Space Booth 5.
Yes.
And if you're coming out there, folks, please be respectful of all vendors, not just Christina, but everybody. Everybody's getting out for the first time, I think, in a long time. Come out and support those vendors, folks.
There's a farmer's burger right next door, too.
Yeah, they have a good jerk chicken place, too. I want to check them out.
Yeah.
So, I'll give the people a review.
There's a lot of events going on in Chambersburg next weekend.
Yeah, there's like a parade and all kinds of stuff.
All at once.
Yeah, so this will be awesome. So, again, folks, respect others, respect your space. Again, don't accost people unnecessarily, like we talked about. Just be cool.
Yes.
Is that a good way to say it? Just be cool. So, come out and check out Christina, again, and I'll buy something, will you? It helps us out. It helps her out. It helps the economy out. We're getting back to normal. Now, moving forward, in June, we're going to be in York, Pennsylvania, I think late June.
Yeah, before that, Steel City.
Yes, and then we have Steel City, I believe, June 8th, 9th, and 10th, I believe.
11th to the 13th.
Oh, that's wrong, I'm sorry.
That's middle of the week.
Same week, though.
Yeah.
I got it right the week, so All right, folks, so we are going to be in Monroeville, Pennsylvania at Steel City Con. Please come out, check out Christina. What is your booth number at Steel City? Do you have an idea
07.
Yet?
07.
07?
Yes.
Okay, because you were P8 one year.
Yes, and I'm 07.
So you're across the...
Can I take a break?
On the other side of the aisle, or...
Behind.
Gotcha. So you're in 07. So I didn't put you on the spot there.
It's like, back over one. That's
so, and folks, we'll give everybody an update closer to that event. So please come out and check Christina all the vendors, and hoping there's no masks going on.
Still City, no masks.
Awesome.
For all vaccinated people, no masks.
Yep, but again, that's... Caveat for all vaccinated people. Well, that's what we're turning into. If you're unvaccinated, folks,
I'm going to have a sign out showing vaccinated.
Yes, and also have a copy of your CDC card.
I actually have it photocopied, ready to lay out.
Just blur out your birthday.
I did.
So, and just have it out. But that's what we're turning into, folks, the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. And by the way, you will be in York, Pennsylvania at Comics West, I believe.
Yes.
In late June. And hopefully we'll have a good pizza again. We're going to review that.
That was good.
Yeah, so...
You're coming in with me this time.
Yes, we got a lot coming up, folks, for the Frugal Snobs. And we're hoping that everybody supports us. We're not trying to cause people to get angry. But if you do get angry, we are not responsible for your reaction to what we say. You are. And I will never apologize for what I think.
Agreed.
I know myself, I know my values, and I will never change for you. If you don't like what I have to say, stay away from me.
Exactly.
I will gladly treat you mutually. But don't accost me, because if you accost me, I'll accost you back. There we go. So, all right, you want to wrap it up here?
Yes.
All right, folks, hope everybody enjoyed this quick PSA. Turned into a slight rant, but gives you more to get in store for with the next episode.
Yes.
We'll also be bringing everybody, hopefully, a review of Chicken Snacks, which we hope to pick up next weekend as well. In Frederick, Maryland, on our way to Chambersburg, Pennsylvania for Christina's event. Actually, we'll pick them all the way home.
Yes.
Yes, we'll do that because we got to get up there. Got to get you there. Got to get you selling.
Yes.
So on our way home, we'll be picking up Chicken Snacks. We haven't decided on a flavor yet, everybody. But if you have not checked out Chicken Snacks, go to physicallyfit.com. And again, Chicken Snacks are produced and marketed via Kurt Angle, your Olympic hero and gold medalist.
Yes.
So each serving has 10 grams of protein for most of the offerings of Chicken Snacks, and there are multiple flavors. And of course, there's a plant-based option as well. We'll get into more of that when we actually have the review. But hopefully we'll be able to find Chicken Snacks in Frederick. There's one grocery store that we know of that sells them, hopefully. And we'll be able to pick those up and review.
Yes.
All right, we got it.
If not, we will get them at Steel City.
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. That's right, with your Olympic hero. Dang it. Oh, it's true. Oh, it's true. All right, you want to get out of here?
Yes.
All right, folks. Last thing, very quickly. Christina is diligently at work uploading a video content to our YouTube channel. So wherever you enjoy content from the Frugal Snobs, either via YouTube or syndicated through YouTube in another outlet, please make sure you subscribe, post, like, share. It helps us out. And for those of you that have been viewing and commenting on the 2013 $1 Star Note video, thank you. Because now we're at the point of moving forward with ad support. To an extent, so that's good. And we're also able to get out some comments to everybody out there. We're not experts on Star Notes, folks, but we're just glad that this video got a lot of traction, apparently. And we're happy to provide a service as we can. Also, we're hoping to hit up Black Rose, which is an antique mall in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, to pick up some other coin and banknote finds if we can. And those will be coming as reviews in the future. All right, let's get out of here. Until we speak again, folks, be well, never pay retail, take care of yourself and each other, and stay tuned for the episode coming up the weekend of Memorial Day 2021.